Good morning, and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. If this is your first time of joining us, this is our very own devotion platform where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. We gather every morning on this platform just to listen to what the Lord has to tell us every single day. And that's why I'm certain that you're coming here was specially designed by the Lord because he has something to tell you this morning. So I would like to welcome you specially. But if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to grab your pens, your journals, and your Bibles. And most importantly, I want you to invite somebody to join this platform. Like I always say on this show, you might just be saving a soul. So share this link and invite somebody to be a partaker of today's blessings. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 8th day in the month of February 2025. It's a beautiful new day and we are so grateful to be alive this morning. And that's why I want to begin by appreciating the one who has made this possible. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, bondage by association. Bondage by association. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 28. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Numbers. Numbers from chapter 3 to chapter 4. Numbers from chapter 3 to chapter 4. Our memory verse today is taken from the book of Psalm 1 verse 1. Psalm chapter 1 verse 1, which says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Psalm 1 verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not and the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Our Bible reading for today is taken from the book of Numbers chapter 16, from verse 1 to 3, and from verse 28 to 35. Are you with your Bibles this morning? Numbers chapter 16, from verse 1 to 3. And from verse 26 to 35. From verse 1 to 3, it reads, now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan, and Abiram, the son of Eliab, and On, the son of Pelet, sons of Reuben, took men, and they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown, and they gathered themselves against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, Ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord? From verse 28 to 35 it reads, And Moses said, Hereby ye shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them on my own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord had not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swalloweth them up, with all that appertains unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. And it came to pass, as they had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened their mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods, they and all that appertained to them, went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation, and all that were around them fled at the cry of them, for they said, Lest the earth swallow us up also. And there came out a fire from the Lord, and consumed the 200 men and 50 men that offered incense. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, The aroma of food from a kitchen can cling to you so much that people will know that you have been to the kitchen. Likewise, when you go to a place where demons operate, they can cling to you. This is why Proverbs chapter 21 verse 16 says that the man who wanders from the way of understanding will remain in the congregation of the dead. Beloved, you should not unwind in nightclubs where devil-inspired music is played and all sorts of evil things are happening. You would be opening up your heart for demons to come in. A young fellow once went somewhere he shouldn't have, and came back loaded with demons. He couldn't even sit or stand. He could only lie down like a vegetable. He was brought to the Redeemed Christian Church of God headquarters, and when I saw him, I was led by the Holy Spirit to ask him, I want to pray with you, kneel. He said, I can't kneel. I then said, I command you to kneel. He replied, In whose name? I responded, In the name of Jesus. He then said, That's different. As he knelt down, I prayed for him, cast the demons out of him, and said, Get up. He said, I can't stand up. I replied, I command you to stand up. He then said, In whose name? I responded, In the name of Jesus. He then said, That's different, and got up. I then told him, You can go home. Have your bath and go to work. He replied, I can't work. I said, I command you to work. He replied, In whose name? I responded, In the name of Jesus. He walked home by himself and was free from that day on. Many people are demon possessed today because they went to the wrong places and associated with the wrong people. When you walk with godly people and constantly engage in godly activities, you're inviting God's presence to abide with you. When you do the opposite, you are inviting the devil and his demons to fellowship with you. The devil is not a gentleman. He will not leave you because you are tired of him or think that it is his time to leave. Wherever he enters, he has a threefold mission to steal, to kill, and destroy, like we see in the book of John 10, verse 10. Child of God, if you don't want to be in any form of bondage, flee every appearance of evil. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 22. Don't entertain the devil in any way. Ephesians 4, verse 27. So you can maintain your liberty in Christ. Again, I repeat, don't entertain the devil in any way. You can find that in Ephesians 4, verse 27, so that you can maintain your liberty in Christ. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, check your association. Avoid places and people that can lead you into bondage. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live every morning, 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app. This you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. It's free of charge, and this will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned, and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again, and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.